again, wrapping up that special segment we had for our sweetheart Noreen. Again, little Andre, no little anymore, in fact, big boy now. Congratulations, I want to wish you the best going forward, both of you. And looking forward to being part of this great celebration. Welcome indeed if you're just joining us. Richard Aziz wrapping up a small segment we prepared for the young couple, Aleem, Andre and Noreen. Well, of course, Aleem will be in attendance. For those of you who won tickets over the past few weeks, please, your tickets will be available, so don't at Calypso Hut. I am going to make sure we get that done indeed, taking care of that. And so by after the program, I promise to send a text. I was trying to get them all together, so I could just send one long text or make a list for Paul, but he was so generous indeed and making sure that everyone got their tickets one day confirmed with me. He'd just make a quick call or a text and we were able to do that. So to Bibi and Andy and the rest who didn't, Zahir, who I didn't get in touch with you yet, please bear with me. But tomorrow it's going to be An amazing event. People are calling now for the $20 tickets. I don't sell tickets, so I don't have any. But I could tell you, you can get them still at $25 at Calypso Hut. You can get them at M&A Pooja in Scarborough. And also, you can get them at Charlie's in Mississauga. Calypso Hut in Brampton. Calypso Hut in Mississauga. And our friend at on Torbram Road, Jazz Supermarket. Well, we want to extend a warm welcome and again to all visitors. Listen, you need to check out some of our doubles. I got a couple calls about when I made that pronouncement that I believe, that's my opinion, that in Toronto we have some of the best doubles and even better than Trinidad, I would add. Yes, there are some good doubles vendors in Trinidad, and yes, let's say that's the capital of doubles, but in Toronto here we have some really good ones. Now there's some bad ones, don't tell me. I know. We're not talking about the service even, we're talking about the product, okay? Because some of these places, every, I think, 8 out of 10 doubles place the Fila Dunia favor. I can't stand the service I get. But when they talk about nice tasting doubles, we have some. You see, in Canada here, I had what, 6 restaurants, and I know we would always change the oil. We'd always use some of the best flour, and we have nice raw material and good ingredients, and we try to perfect it. We go all out to make sure our doubles taste so good every time, I believe. So that's my reason for saying it is. In fact, in Trinidad now, they have wholesalers making doubles. You want to be a doubles vendor, you go buy a bucket of chana, pick up some dubbara, and it's already kind of dry, and then they would put one set of cucumber and tamarind, this and that and that and that on it, and it figures a good product. There are some of them who make it hot. And, you know, you take a rubber slippers and put it into a hot bar, and that tastes good too. But, you know, we have some nice tasting doubles in Trinidad, no doubt about it. But in Canada here, hey, drop by and visit, okay? Taste them, and if you need a good telephone number, I'll tell you. Well, Mr. Salim talked about it in The Doubles Man. We'll be playing that for you in a little bit. But right now, this young fella, he is in town and will be performing tomorrow. Nowhere else but the Hot Like Pepper Picnic.
Yes, my brother and sister.
Yes, my brother.
Father. Yes, Mr. Diana. Yes, I'm going to take over. Since I left India and come back to Guyana, back to Guyana, everybody calling me Mr. Guyana. Since I left India and come back to Guyana, back to Guyana, everybody calling me Mr. Guyana. They screaming and they shouting for Mr. Guyana. They calling all over. Ever since I come back and touch on Guyana, back to Guyana, everybody calling me Mr. Guyana.
ever since I come back and touch on Guyana, back to Guyana. Everybody calling me Mr. Guyana.
Taking we culture high. This is Shabnam Radio.
Down to Florida. When I visit Canada, I go down to Florida. The girls them just call out, look, Mr. Guyana. Even in England or down in Jamaica, the kids them just asking for Mr. Guyana. So every time they see me, it's Mr. Guyana, yeah, Mr. Guyana. Everybody calling me Mr. Guyana. Ever since I come back and touch on Guyana, back to Guyana. Everybody calling me Mr. Guyana. Love me roots and me culture, representing Guyana. Yes, you know
I come out and represent your country come tomorrow, whether you're from Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, Grenada, Barbados. Bring your colors, bring your family, bring your chairs.
All over Georgetown and all over Skeldon. All over Georgetown and all over Skeldon. The people them saying that I am their champion. Way down Parika or even Mahaika, people them shouting for Mr. Guyana.
Mr. Hardeen, how you doing, sir?
So every time they see me, it's Mr. Guyana. Yeah, Mr. Guyana. Everybody calling me Mr. Guyana. Ever since I come back and touch on Guyana, back to Guyana. Everybody calling me Mr. Guyana.
But don't forget, he will be performing on stage tomorrow. For $20, those of you, the tickets started at 12, then to 15, then to 20. It's still a reasonable price at 25 with the lineup of artists you'll be experiencing come tomorrow. Beautiful weather indeed tomorrow, 26, they're promising. Want to play one for you from the studios of Robo Digital Recording Studios. Not sure how many of you will remember this one. You might remember it, but whether you know the name of the singer, and I wouldn't attempt to say that I know. Maybe Jainan could send me that name, but this is a gem indeed. This is a oldie that he got to clean up the record and send me a copy of this one. Anybody remember the name of the lady who sang this one? Give me a call, 416-620-1778. Now again, the picnic is on tomorrow. Drive out, get your tickets, and I hope you would be able to come out. The community has really, really rallied around this event because it truly is the only family event taking place. And it's always in a safe environment and Calypso Hut. You know, Paul always tries his best to make it something nice for us. So I hope you could come out and thank you for your support. Ready? This one, the older folks might remember. I don't know if you remember the singer's name. I would love to know.
Oh, my name Jack. Oh, my name Jack. Can I cut and price my pay attack? Price and flower, dear, I shop. Why you mean attack? Oh, my ninja, oh, my ninja, can I put on price na pay attack? Price on flower, dear, I shop, why you mean attack? Mm-hmm. da pa vayu minatal. Walk out in the bathroom to me and get some pan. When we get the money, we got in the pan. Oh my ninja, can I put on price not pay a tan? Price and flower, they rush up, why you mean a tan? Demanda left the estate, you have to go away. When the partner hear that, she cry every day. She cry every day, so she cry every day. Get away, Mina Raja, Mina Gosanamu. Get away, Mina Raja, Mina Gosanamu.
Hello, and who we have on the line?
Okay, let's see.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, you?
Good, thanks. You figured you know the name?
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear.
Kanchan?
What's her name?
Babla Kanchan?
No. Kanchan and Babla, they did it over. And they changed up the words a little bit. But it wasn't. It's a good try. I wouldn't have said it was Kanchan. But they did it over.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, who we have on the line?
Hi, Sean. Hi, Rich. Sean.
Sean, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good. You text me just now, right?
I did, yes, I did.
Okay, well, let me say, you're the only person that won 4 tickets long before we started promoting the picnic, so congratulations and thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, I didn't forget you. I'll give the name and Paul would have the tickets ready for you, okay? It's just that I had an accident where I broke my wrist and
I heard a story,
so
man.
Much
I heard
shaking.
The video. Yeah.
Paid. So, you know, you think you know the name?
Yeah, is it
Jupiter? No, it's not. One lady called me, and I want to think it's that name. But let me see if I keep the line, because I could confirm it if I get another
thank
person.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Sean. Hello, anybody out there listening, know the name? 416-620-1778. Now, I'm trying to get Jai, who gave me the record, but can't seem to get him. But one young lady, she was chuckling, so I know she got the name from somebody else. If you know the name, anybody? Oh, my ninja. You know, I didn't realize it was Oh, my ninja, and how keen I cut and price not pay. And but yes, of course, Kanchan and Babla did over that. Oh, my ninja. Yes, I'll see if I could get that to share with you. But anybody else? 416-620-1778. 416-620-1778. You see how easy we could forget the originals? And even then, we had ladies singing. And now, because it's been so commercialized, everybody thinks it's Kanchan and Babla.
Oh, my ninja, kena cotton, price na pay a tax. Price and flower, de raja, power, you mean a tax. Oh, my ninja, kena cotton.
416-620-1778. Anybody could help me out with this one? Hi, who we have on the line?
Hi, it's Robin.
How are you doing, sir, Robin?
I'm good. I'm just drinking. Is that Jaisa Urmila Harris?
No, I'm sure it's not Urmila. But yes, she was one of the early days, one of the singers. Yes, good guess. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, brother. Nice. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello?
Christina?
Hi, so you know the name?
Is it Sundar Popo?
That song like Sundar here. Nahi. Sundar Popo, I think, did it over. Hi, who we have on the line?
Hello, Mr. Aziz Rajan.
Rajan Bhai, I doubt you know this one.
Hey, is it Betty Latchman?
Nah. Yeah. But you know, one lady called me, and I want to see if somebody else could give me the same name, and I know for sure. And I'm kind of forgetting the name now. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. You know the name?
Katrin Narayan.
What was it?
Katrin Narayan.
Katrin Narayan. I don't know, boy.
Yes, that's why she's Guyanese.
Yeah, she's Guyanese, yes.
Yes.
Keshri, I think, and Keshri.
Narayan, yes.
Yes, yes. I think that's the name the lady said. And if I had to take a guess, because I wanted to hear if somebody else would give me the same name. Keshri Narayan, I think it was indeed.
That's right.
And why you? How come you remember that name?
I'm an old man. I must remember all those things, man. I'm a born Guyanese, man. I have to dance bare feet of people by the mouth.
Okay, well, let me see. A proud Guyanese. I want to hear you. Let me ask you a question, you know. You know,
yes,
one thing
ahead.
I always boast about two things. Guyanese, their hospitality. And boy, they're brave. They can dance. They care who watching, they going on the dance floor. But I want to ask you if you could pull a tune for me, any one of your favorite songs.
Dr. Darlene.
Okay, let me go.
From Paradesi.
Well, now, let me hear you sing it for a minute.
I can't sing.
But look. You let the nung and I know, eh? You hear we say it? We're just city. You can't sing,
me
man.
Me old man, man. Me old. They remember all those things.
Abia, old Abia, not talk so, man.
I didn't know that, man.
Here now.
So why you have for me ticket?
No, we wasn't playing for anything, but I'll play a good tune.
Play a good tune, man.
Yeah, okay, hear this. Tell me if this is not bottom house song when I start to tell you. You ready? You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to start a session here for you.
Yes.
And all, I want to hear, I'm a trini, and I want to tell if I'm doing this thing. This is bottom house kind of music. Take a listen. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but tell me.
That's right.
Well,
that's a real wedding house Saturday night.
There we go. Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Aladdin.
Aladdin, how are you doing, brother?
Everything going fine.
How is your son?
He's doing good.
Good. Nice to hear that. Thank you. Listen, we have DJ Sean coming in tomorrow, and we're playing all the favorite hits of the yesteryear. We're going to be jamming down the place. Apart from Gunagana, we're going to be playing the bottom house song. And then open air, true open air, open air. This is the open field, open air, beautiful big stage. All you feel, Richard, I know all your bottom house too. Here, next one. To the young lady who had called and give me that name, KC Narayan. Thank you, my sister. Now that's what I like Jainan for. He's such a perfectionist. I couldn't get hold of him, but he sent me a copy of the record indeed. And to get a copy of that, it's Oma Ninja by KC Narayan. And it's on the label, I think it was Ace Advertisers, KC Narayan and Sugrim Gobind Production. It was a 45 made in Guyana, and it was the manager was Ramratan. Oh, and proudly labeled Ishri Singh. That's a gem indeed. Thank you, Jainan of Robo Digital.
Bal ma tere naam ka pata. पूछती है सबसे तिहारे गाम का, होठों पे है एक बाल बलमा तेरे नाम का।
Wanted to see, I know we have listeners from all over. Anybody listen to this program from a place called Parika? Anybody at all? 416-620-1778. If you're from Parika, give me a quick call. Listen, you can't have a bottom house party without this tune, eh? Hi, if you could turn down the volume on the radio, please. Shy, if you're from Parika, I want to hear from you. 416-620-1778. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Can I request a song, please?
Are you from Parika?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so you're calling in regarding?
To request a song. We're stuck on the highway. Oh, we'd like to listen to...
Okay, so what do you want to hear?
We would like to hear Kanchan, Police Wala.
Okay, I'm going to find a Kanchan for you. And what's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, listen, coming up in a little bit, okay?
Police Wala, please.
Okay. And who we have on the line?
I am Farooq from Parika.
Farooq from Parika.
Yes.
Thank you for calling and taking my request. Farooq, let me ask you something, right? Parika. I've been there a while, and a few years ago I went back with Brother Hakim from the Anna Katrina, and we went, but I didn't get a time to roam. Now, what I remember, and I want to know if I was right, there's a place called the Selling, correct?
That's right.
What the Selling is used for? Is it to gather all the, a lot of bartering, trading goes on there, like bananas? I know some people used to buy banana, all the banana that comes in and go on to resell it. What the Selling, if you would describe the Selling, what was the Selling?
Parika Selling is used for several purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You have both coming from Legwan, from the islands, Bartika, Wekanam, Esquivel, everything. And the farmers bring out their produce there 3 times a week. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and people from all across Guyana go to Parika Selling to do all the shopping. So provisions like, as you mentioned, banana, cassava, orange, watermelon, cucumber, pine, etc., etc.
Yes, you know, because I went and I thought that's what I was trying to get some zabuka and thing to bring back, but I didn't get any fresh one because the zabuka I got, it had a spider in it. And so it was a spider. You know, it was, you could have like a grocery store.
Zabuka hardly grows in Parika area. It mostly grows on the West Bank.
And they brought it in.
Soil, right?
And maybe I wasn't there the day the shipment would have come in, right? So they also have retailers around the port, like they have retailers selling there.
Yes.
So if you had to tell people, what was growing up in Parika, what was it like going to, as a young boy, down to the Selling?
Oh, it's a fabulous place, man. We used to walk barefoot in a little track. No concrete road, no bitumen road, just with a cutlass, you go into farm and you do all kind of thing. But now Pavlichka has become a beautiful town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in our days we never had nothing like all was donkey cart, bicycle, and paddle boat.
Well, you know, something happened to me last weekend, and I was going to talk about it, but I might mention it now, and it reminded me of an experience I had in Guyana when I went and stayed in Parika. I went and I put some money into a jukebox in a place called Purple Heart. It was a bar.
Yes.
You ever heard about that place, Purple Heart?
Yes. It was a leading bar at that time.
Right.
But now it's not there anymore.
So I went and I put my money looking for a song. This Afro Guyanese come and push me aside and play his selection with my money. And if you know, that got me so mad. But
yes.
I was young and a little boy and watching this big, tall, so many names I want to call him. And to see, he was very bold-faced. But those were the days when you take, I remember we took some flour, five roses, and the police stopped us and wanted to seize the car because flour was on a ban item. And
right.
We didn't want it in, and they all promised to take the car until they take it. So the guy had to surrender the flour and give a little bribe to go again. And, you know, that was one. Then I was in the market eating a pack of cheese ball from Trinidad, but somebody was selling it in Guyana. You know, another guy took it from me and started eating it. And like casually, they just didn't have any fear. Like somebody would chop them for it. They just didn't care. They're so bold-faced.
Aziz, in those days, they were the type of people like that, kind of little barbarism, and there was a kind of hectic racism started in the early 60s, right?
But let me tell you something. You know, I am very neutral, and I always speak about harmony and things. But, you know, I really, truly understand why some Guyanese feel this way about the other ethnic side, because I understand, and it's a story, and people don't talk about it. Children today don't know, and we are not encouraging them to be racial, but they need to know why so many Guyanese left Guyana. They need to know that every adult person had to serve in the army, and every adult, be it male or female, and the advantage they took of our sisters in the army, their parents didn't want their girl children to be there, so they had to ship them out and get them out. The total amount of advantage that was taken by Afro-Guyanese upon Indo-Guyanese.
Because in the PNC government, when you was a teacher or a civil servant, you had to go to the thing that they call Guyana National Service to serve at a period of time. And because of that, most of the Indo-Guyanese, they didn't want their children to go into those kind of fields. So they leave the job, and people didn't get to work as they should be doing. And so they went outside. A lot of people came away in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and all those things.
Well, I tell you, you know, Guyana has a rich history of the political situation, even now and in the past, and the intervention and interference of Cuba, England, United States. It's such a really, really rich history when it comes to that. And I really wish we could have more conversation like this and dialogue where people could be reminded of some of the things that you and it's not your forefathers, you know. First, you know, two generations ago, people went through those things.
Two generations. It's from the 50 coming down.
Mm-hmm.
The forefathers, they had wonderful leads.
But now, even so, listen, they still have it. And most of the police and the armed forces is controlled by the Afro-Guyanese. And,
exactly.
And you still see this. Now, there are some leaders really trying to bring about racial harmony. But in the past, even like in Trinidad, Eric Williams did that divide and rule where they would have we fighting against each other. But in Guyana, I see and I know for a fact it wasn't as simple and as easy as we had it in Trinidad.
It was worse.
Yes.
It was worse because you don't know that much. But we can't talk it on this phone. We can sit down another day and talk sometime.
Yeah, but right? Anyway, thanks for calling, my brother. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, Aziz. What happened to the restaurant? You don't have it anymore?
No, man. I have some. No, I finished that long time, bro. I get in. I had gray hair and it disappeared after closing the restaurant. But, you know, I wanted to say to all our listeners listening, last weekend, I headed out to an event in Brampton because I had to meet someone. We were on our way to the cottage, so a friend of mine picked me up and we went out there. And so we stopped. He got six Corona, six Heineken, and a bag of ice, put it, because he's going to the cottage. But we had to drive into the Brampton Fairground. On the road leading into the Brampton Fairground, we were stopped. Notice cars coming out were handing, the security guard was handing back the driver's beers. And the guy was very polite. In fact, he put the beers on the driver's side and he opened the trunk and the security guard took it to the back and made sure it was secured. And I find that was very kind of him. So he said, we have to search your car. I said, you'll have to search. There's a cooler with beer. But we're not going in with it because the parking lot, look how far it is. We're just dropping in. He said, that's fine. We'd have to leave it here. No problem. Okay. Offered him, have a couple if you'd like. We're just going in. On our return back after the event, no security guard was to be found. I found the number. We called and got a number for the security company. The head man said, yes, I got the cooler, but I can't meet you until Monday. Okay, no problem. And I was so impressed that they had it. And, you know, I was lucky. So my friend got it and he was happy. So he asked me to pick up the cooler. So I went and I had to go to the masjid to pick up something. So I said, you know what? That beer was hot and cool and hot. You know, I'll just give it to them. So the container that it came in, I was going to just put the beers in and return it to the guy who gave me the cooler and tell him he can have it. When I got there, the man gave me a dry, light cooler, nothing in it, and telling me there was nothing in the cooler. Well, if there was nothing in the cooler, why the hell you took the cooler?
That's right, that's right. It's and happening all over the world by now.
But you see here, this weekend, they take advantage of Indian people, I'm telling you.
Exactly, and all over the place.
And when you see you go and they take it, they want to pay security. That's illegal search and seizure. You can't come and take people thing. And then on top of that, there wasn't sign posted that you're not allowed. You didn't tell me to leave and return without it. You decide to open and you took it. And I want to make a mention of it. So those of you heading out, know your right. And don't let people take advantage of you.
Enough
of that. I'm not saying to get violent, but do your due diligence. They can't, not because they take it. So I intend to ask my friend to write to the Brampton Fairground. Right to the promoters. Well, in fact, he's a lawyer and he's going to do it anyway. So, and make sure we want to find out. We need to get a full refund and some sort of compensation for that. The beers probably call more than the cooler and the gas and time it took to go for that.
But all right.
Thanks so much, Mamu.
It's happening all about.
But that reminded me of the episode at that Purple Heart. I felt, you know, so violated that somebody could do something like that.
I know why.
Anyway, Mamu, thank you very much. Let me play your song just for that. 416-620-1778. And, you know, I hope you heard that. And if you had similar stories, please share them. And don't let people push us around again. I mean, enough is enough indeed. Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Here what happened is we stuck on the highway, traffic real pressure.
Real pressure.
We're heading to New York.
Okay.
And we would like to hear a nice song.
Okay. Were you the same person that called before?
Yes.
Okay, so listen. What's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, we need to get date of birth and where you're from originally. Guyana?
We from Brampton.
Okay, hear this one. This for you and that chicken I hear making noise in the background there.
Sunalo mera dushmani kaan kolo mera gaana ko
Alicia
main tera guru gyan
Gunga gaana
sab parivar uchun manave sab parivar uchun manave gunga gaana gaave gunga gaana gaave gunga gaana gunga gaana gunga gaana gaave gunga gaana gaave gunga gaana gaave gunga gaana gaave sab parivar kuchun manave sab parivar kuchun manave
whether you're in traffic or just hanging out with friends, just hanging, liming, partying, thank you for spending the time with Shabnam Radio.
शर्म से माय करत कुमार रे बाप मर गए बेशरम से माय करत कुमार रे बेटी गुसर गाना गाते बेटी गुसर गाना गाते लाज शर्म नहीं आते है गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे सब परिवार कुशुर मनावे सब परिवार कुशुर मनावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे इस परिवार कुशुर करते हैं सबसे करते अभिमान रे इस परिवार कुशुर करते हैं सबसे करते अभिमान रे घर घर जाके नींद करते है घर घर जाके नींद करते है गान गुमान गाते है गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे सब परिवार कुशुर मनावे सब परिवार कुशुर मनावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे दूसर जन्म में वैसा होइबो मानुष जन्म नहीं पाइबो दूसर जन्म में वैसा होइबो मानुष जन्म नहीं पाइबो तुम राज मेरा नाम है तुम राज मेरा नाम है सब परिवार मान ले गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे सब परिवार कुशुर मनावे सब परिवार कुशुर मनावे गुंगा गाना गावे
They calling him, hey, hey, they calling him, hey, hey, they calling him Raman Singh Sharma.
Mr. Rayman,
they calling him,
bring back,
they calling him, they calling the village drum from Sawa.
Ram Singh Sharma, the village drum from Sawa. He happy wife and he day with the sister. They buy a visa to take him to Canada. One give him house, one give him a motor car. They give him money.
Hey.
Sharma, the village drum from Sawa. He happy wife and he day with his sister. Ram Singh Sharma, the village drum from Sawa.
Ram Singh, oh boy, the village drum.
Yes, man.
He in a drum. Put all the outside woman. Ram Singh, that is the name. Sweet man is the game. And
do you so nice? Give you all the advice, then run away with your wife. Yes, so mash up your married life. How it is he, they choose what technique the man does use.
Nice and sweet, man.
How it is he, they choose what technique the man does use.
Hey, Ramsey.
Them young look dirty, dressy, tiny, and give them all the money.
Boom.
Ram Singh Sharma, the village ram from Sawa. Heavy wife and he day with me sister. Ram Singh Sharma, he feel the drum from Sawa.
That's it.
Hey,
that's it.
Them calling for more.
That's it.
I hope your traffic is moving along.
That's it.
And I'm not going to tell you shouldn't be texting and driving, or on the phone and driving.
Always be well dressed.
Or arguing and driving, because I think you all know that, right?
Making plenty comments.
But buckle up the kids and have a great weekend, everybody. If you're driving and using our highways and byways.
What is the bigger secret that have them girl loving it? Them girl love baby, dressy, tiny.
And we have a Ram Singh Sharma that goes by the name of Rafiq Mohammed listening to us. Rafiq Mohammed out in New York, how you doing? He was with nobody's sister. Hey, Auntie Farida, how you doing?
They call it me name.
It's Caribana weekend, everybody. Don't forget, K.I. and the band would be at DJ Riyadh's party later this evening. From New York City visiting and listening to us. Anybody from Trinidad and Tobago. Want to welcome all the artists in town for performing later over the weekend. Have a fun, safe time indeed. Enjoy our hospitality, the weather. Don't forget to do some shopping. Again, congratulations to all the winners. Looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow at the picnic. Remember, you can still get your tickets available at Charlie's in Mississauga. Hot Like Pepper in Mississauga. Hot Like Pepper in Brampton. Jazz Supermarket in Brampton. M&A Pooja out in Scarborough. And get your tickets. Come on out. It's going to be a fun time indeed. Trying to reach Paul. I can't. You know, it's a busy day, I could imagine. But tonight they're having a competition, Guyana versus Trinidad, $10 all night long indeed, and it's going to be a fun time because, you know, a lot of on the spur of the moment, picking a category and singing along, and maybe who could sing better than who could dance better than who could make up a song on the spot, who could give Pekong. It's going to be a fun one. Of course, DJ Shamir would be there playing alongside. So come on down, get in on that. Nice entertainment later at Calypso Hut. Hope you can make it down. Drop by. And again, the Hot Like Pepper Picnic is the game in town this 2019 Caribana.
Calypso Hut Family Restaurant presents on Caravana Sunday. Get ready for Hot Like Pepper Annual Family Picnic. Sunday, August 4th, 2019 at the Power 8 Center, 7575 Kennedy Road South. Featuring music by Mystic Koulibaly.
Sharma, the village drum from South
Siva Rampo. Nigel Gobin. Sushma Rampo. Roger Sylvester. Arnold Singh. Kavita Ramkisu. Mandy, Krishma Ramlal, Tom Singh, Amisha Sharma, Rex Mohan, Rakesh Yankaran, Kuran Siraj, Queen Yasmin, Richard Nannan, DJ Sean, and they're all backed up by the band Destiny, together with Andaz International from Trinidad, with MC Anna Williams, and many more surprise artists. Tickets $20, more at the door. For tickets and info, call 416-897-8622. Caribana Sunday, Hot Like Pepper, Annual Family Picnic, Sunday, August 4th, 2019, at the Power 8 Center, 7575 Kennedy Road South. Road Media Sponsors, Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Showtime TV with Richard Aziz, and U97.5 FM, Hot Like Pepper Multicultural Radio. Hot Like Pepper, Annual Family Picnic.
Canada, get ready.
Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika, 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right.
Looking for car rental? Whether it's short-term or long-term, contact Corporate Rent-A-Car, 10178 Hewan Terrace Street in Brampton, Unit Number 6. There you would find Geeta and Nourish Prasad and their hard-working staff waiting to serve you. Choose from their fleet of new cars, SUVs, luxury cars and much more. Visit their website, www.corporaterentacar.com. That's Corporate Rent-A-Car in Brampton.
Guys, it's my Monarch Marriage, and guess what? August 4th, Caribana weekend is Sunday. We get into Power 8 Center, Hot Like Pepper. You know the normal picnic show. We coming down there with all the big, big chutney artists. That day we're going to give them bar. All who just come Power 8 Center to support, come and support Monarch Marriage alongside big, big artists. You have a flyer coming out. Look out for it. The 4th of August, Caribana weekend, we head into Power 8 Center.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Hi, I am the Raja Rakesh Yankaran.
I will be at Power Red Center on August the 4th for Caribana Sunday, Hot Like Pepper. Mousi rasoye halwa, are batarwa ko je, mousi rasoye halwa, badi dur se aaye hai, pyaar ka do pala aaye hai. See you there.
Rakesh Yankaran is in Tong, and of course, you know, it's that voice. We are very fortunate to have him with us every year. He is a living legend indeed. Come on and get your tickets. Come out and have a good time. And that's again taking place at the Power Aid Center. It's now renamed the CAA Center. Get your tickets and come on out.
Are you ready? Caravana Long Weekend, Sunday, August 4th, 2019. Join us for the Times Square reunion inside the Delta Hotel, 655 Dixon Road, with music by DJ React, Soca Monarchs, King Turbo, Judgment Day, DJ Z, DJ Slim, DJ Tony B, DJ Icon, Sergeant Duracell, Rated R, and more. And also live and direct from Trinidad and Tobago, KI and the Band. Limited $25 advance tickets available at djriad.com or call 416-898-3535.
For all your travel needs, call Razia Travel and Tours, specializing in all-inclusive tours, vacation packages, worldwide fares and tours. Emergency travel, need that ticket as soon as possible? Call Razia, 416-543-8430, 416-543-8430. Call now. Razia at Travel Only. Your journey starts here, creating moments and memories.
Pandit Sai Vishnu, number one Indian astrologer, spiritual healer in Toronto, Canada. If you're facing problems in marriages, relationships, lost love or childless problems, divorce due to jealousy and greed, are you in financial crisis, suffering from long-lasting illnesses? Don't worry, as our astrologer will help you solve your problems and give you prosperity in your life. Call on Pandit Sai Vishnu for an appointment. 416-903-2178. He removes negativity and gives you protection for your life. Pandit Sai Vishnu is an expert in spiritual healing, palm reading and feasts, and could transform your life into a bright future. Why wait? Call for an appointment. 416-903-2178. That's 416-903-2178. Call now.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road, extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Sunray Group, Cellular Phone and Value Mobile present Melody Queen of Bollywood, Shreya Ghoshal, this September, live in concert. Along with Bollywood's biggest symphony orchestra at Paramount Food Center, formerly Hershey's Center, on 8 September 2019 at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 416-300-6162 or ticketmaster.ca. Sponsored by Watson Kebab and jobsingta.com.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattox home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Thank you.